I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Imagine having a stepsister you don't know, then meeting that stepsister as you are fleeing your country. That's what happened to the two young women we're going to hear from next. They fled together from Central America and have now won asylum in California. Zadie Stavely has their story.
When Natalia Maya and Monica Cisneros met, they weren't sure they'd ever get along. They seemed too different. Natalie has a piercing in one eyebrow, and she likes to wear all black. She saw Monica as a girly girl.
Porque ella es, como decirlo, más femenina que yo.
Monica is more feminine than I am, says Natalie, and really sensitive.
Yo lloro por cualquier cosa. Yo soy bien llorona.
Yeah, I cry about everything, Monica says. She also saw Natalie as tougher, more reserved. The girls are stepsisters and now live with their parents in Vallejo, California, near San Francisco. They arrived here from El Salvador, where they lived with different grandparents. They never knew each other there, but they shared this fear of the gangs rampant in El Salvador. Both girls have faced kidnapping threats, so they eventually connected and decided to migrate north together to be with family in California. Leaving was hard.
Los sentimientos pues te matan por dentro. Lo primero que tú piensas es como...
The feelings kill you inside, says Natalie. You think, I've left everyone behind. My family, my friends. It's Monday and you think, I would be at school right now. Or, now I'd be coming home. And the only thing you have are the people traveling with you. The girls took buses through Guatemala and Mexico. They crashed at budget motels.
Había una noche que sí, estaba haciendo mucho frío.
Monica says that one night it was really cold. There weren't any blankets on the bed. They had to pull sheets and towels around each other to keep warm. But the most frightening part was when Mexican police took Monica, and just Monica, off the bus to question her.
Estaba bien cerca de que me regresaran.
Monica says she thought she'd be deported back to El Salvador. The bus then took off, with Natalie still on it. The Mexican officials eventually let Monica go, but she and her stepsister were separated for a night. It was scary to be apart.
Esa noche sí no podía dormir. Me daba miedo todo.
Monica says she was afraid to sleep that night. She'd never been alone before. When the girls reunited in a town the next day, they felt closer than ever. Then, after 2 weeks of buses, the stepsisters reached Texas. Border Patrol agents stopped them, and they were separated again in a detention center. Monica was released first, then Natalie a week later. Natalie remembers landing in California and seeing Monica at the airport. They were together in the U.S. at last.
Iba bajando las escaleras y lo primero que vi fue Monica.
Natalie says she was coming down the stairs and saw Monica and then her mom. She chokes up talking about it. She hadn't seen her mom in over a decade. She didn't really remember her. The reunion was joyful, but it was hard to get used to it all. Parents they hadn't seen in years, and a little brother born in the U.S. The stepsister's mom, Rosa, remembers how rocky it was.
Fue una guerra grande que hubo al principio.
Rosa says it was a war at first. The girls would explode and yell at her and her husband. Now, 2 years later, they laugh about it. And both of the girls say what kept them going was the friendship they found in each other on their journey to the U.S. At the family's apartment, Monica peeks over Natalie's shoulder while she plays with her phone. Last May, both girls won asylum to stay in the U.S. They go to the same high school and work at the same McDonald's in the afternoons. They still fight sometimes. Natalie says she hates it when Monica borrows her clothes. But still, everything we've gone through, we share it, Natalie says. Living in a new country, going to a new school where they don't speak your language, it helps to have someone, a sister, who knows you and what it took to get here. For The World, Zadie Stavely, Vallejo, California.